Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cody Rhodes arrived at SmackDown this week at 3:15 CT. This is the last time I'm going to talk about these arrivals, unless one tickles me. But this one did make me chuckle, because I bet someone was like, hey, shall we put it as 3:16? And then the powers of be were like, nothing is ever 3:16 unless you have Stone Cold Steve Austin, you're fired. Also, hello, my friends, and welcome to Ups and Downs for SmackDown. And somehow, since there's NXT Ups and Downs as well, we're only 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. So I want to talk to, I don't know, magic people in the sky, because where the hell is the time going? It's starting to freak me out. I may as well dig my own grave. That's a very low place to start this damn thing. Let's up those downs. Also, as we are so close to Mania, do not forget that on the Sunday, What Culture are having a live show. We're also sold out, so make sure you get your tickets when we got Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar. And for the last couple of weeks, if you have been tuning in, I've been like, man, I don't understand what we're doing with the LWO and the Gala del Fantasma. Well, I think WWE just pulled something out their ass, and it's fantastic. We also got a recap video for everything that has been going down between Santos and Rey. And I was like, how the hell are they going to fit everything into like a minute? This feud has been going on since before I was born. Rey was just pinging around the place to begin with as well, as he continues to defy the aging process. But at one point, he kind of fell down awkwardly, and he hurt his knee. And I was like, well, you're screwed now. Santos Escobar even told us he wanted your leg to be amputated, so he's definitely going to go after that. Rey was still able to smash him on the outside when he fell foul to the dreaded commercial break. That's right, when we returned from the advert, Santos was in control, and I can only presume Escobar went, ha ha, Rey, do you remember that time WCW made you unmask and the story was absolutely terrible? Rey was like, oh man, that is true. He forgot he was into wrestling, he got punched in the face. That'll do. He worked over Rey's back for a while because he loves doing that. When Mysterio did calf dodge, he got out of the way, meaning Escobar went into Rhea the ring post. That's when they were fighting on the outside again. Eventually, he went for the 619, but Santos just super kicked him right in the face, and that got a 1-2-ooh. This is when my brain finally kicked in. I was like, well, what do you know? I don't actually know who's going to win here. The secret wrestling source. Rey then massively leveled up because he essentially jumped off Alan the Announce table into Timmy the Timekeeper's area and went over Barry Barricade, so he hit a triple header. And just when it looked like he was about to win, man, I started doing a dance of joy. Because who turned up from nowhere to kick their dad's ass? Was Dominic Mysterio. The referee didn't see this at all either, because she was like, oh, Santos, are you okay? When they got back in the ring, Escobar hit the Phantom Driver and he pinned Rey for the 1-2-3. And when Dominic did do this whole distraction thingamajig, he was wearing a mask. I smell a gimmick. So surely it means we are going to do round two between Rey and Dom at WrestleMania. And look, I'll hold my hands up. Where the hell did this come from? Why did we activate it in fast forward? Especially because, again, we are so close to WrestleMania. But this is like my birthday. If you come a week later and give me a present, I'm not going to be like, oh man, I can't believe I got it so late. I'm just going to be happy it came to the party. Don't know what that means, but I want to see this match again, especially because surely it means Dominic Mysterio has to win this time. Oodalally. Bailey and Naomi were then talking backstage when Bianca Belair walked in. She was just like, ha, there you are, Bales. Do you think I'm going to forget what you did the last couple of years? No, I'm not. Which is fair. Damage control murked her a lot. They then started screaming at each other when Naomi was trying to calm things down. The best bit is eventually they were separated when we just saw Cody Rhodes signing some pictures when Bianca Belair and Naomi were still going at it. Naomi turned into her mum. She was like, listen, everything you're saying is true, but do you think making a fuss is going to change anything? No. Now, of course, this will end with them forming a team, but I just love the fact in new WWE, wrestlers have memories and wrestlers won't just go, oh, they're a good guy now. I'll be nice to you. That's not what happens in the real world, so I don't want it to happen in my sports entertainment either. This gets some thumbs. When, my word, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory won a match, I had to go look in the mirror to make sure I hadn't fallen asleep. They were facing the Good Brothers as well, which is kind of crazy, because obviously they lost here, but now they're back, like, properly, and they are doing good work on NXT. So I can't make heads and tails of this at all, but once again, just like Tuesday night, Gallows and Anderson, they know how to work a good tag team match. It also means that Austin and Grayson are now one step closer to that six-pack ladder match thingamajig at WrestleMania, because I think now all the teams that have won a SmackDown tag team match recently, and won later too, now go into a match next week, and the winner of that goes to WrestleMania. Have to forgive me, my brain has just stopped. Dallas was just throwing people around to start this as well when Anderson tagged in. He was like, right, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna plant your face and I'm gonna hit a bunch of spine busters. Once again, I was like, man, the Good Brothers, ironically, they're quite good. It really did look like this was gonna be a massive squash as well, because they just wrecked Austin and Grayson. When you know the deal, Gallows and Anderson went for the magic killer. Grayson was like, well, nah, mate, I don't want that to happen to my best friend. He got in the way, which is when Austin Theory hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up, with the addition of putting his feet on the ropes. And he got the 1-2-3. So this really is the perfect finish for that team, because they are such wonderful assholes. While I don't think they are going to make it to the WrestleMania ladder match, man, I'd love it if they did. They really make me chuckle. They get it up. We then got some clips of Roman Reigns, who had appeared on the Pat McAfee show. And man, did he have some decent lines in that. Well, it was time for Naomi versus Io Sky. But before that, shenanigans. Because even though Naomi was in the ring waiting, the rest of Damage Control came out, and I could do maths here. I was like, well, there's only three people, and one of them isn't Io Sky, so how the flub are we gonna do this match? This, of course, was because Sky was in the back just beating the absolute hell out of Bayley. And at first I was like, well, maybe that's gonna tie in, but nope. Sky just got in the ring, and she totally blitzed Naomi too. Now, that's not totally accurate, because we did give Naomi loads here, which I thought was the right thing to do. And this is another one. Post-WrestleMania, we have to make sure we have some post-WrestleMania plans. I understand why she's treading water a little bit at the moment, but she's good. Give her a push. She also face-planted Sky, because maybe she wanted to grow a garden, when she also nailed the crossbody. But I only got a 1-2-ooh. It really is like the most pointless move of 2024. Naomi also hit one of those split leg splash things she does, which always looks so good, when Io was done with this. And I tell you, she drop kicked Naomi into a different life. She also stomped Naomi when we got more faces being planted into the mat. This is when Damage Control got worried. This is, must be when their anxiety levels peak, because they're like, we can't handle this, we gotta get involved. Because of course they cast Distraction, and within that spell there was probably confusion as well, because Naomi all of a sudden was like, man, I can't remember what I was doing. She wasn't a wrestling match. She got hit with the moonsault. She was done. Now, yes, Bianca did come out to try and make the save here, but she had not done her wrestling maths at all. But I did. I got my calculator out, and I was like, there's four of them, and there's only two of you. So, of course, she got beaten up as well, and the crowd were going, Bayley, Bayley. But she was in the back probably going, why did I get beaten up? But you can see what we're going to do here. I would say it's probably going to be a six-person tag. And then at WrestleMania, Bayley has to win. I thought all of this was all right. It was entertaining enough. Up. I think it actually also tied into the graphic and video we got next, because that's right, Jade Cargill has officially signed with SmackDown, and she makes her proper debut next week. So we just talked about a six-person tag. Maybe it could be an eight-person, and then for all you negative Nancys out there who are like, oh man, Jade Cargill must be protected, she'll do absolutely fine. But yeah, this way, she can kind of segue onto the main roster, and everyone can just calm the flub down. We also found out who the other person could be as well, because Tiffany Stratton then found Bianca Belair and Naomi, and this absolutely killed me, because Bianca was just pouring water on Naomi, trying to help her, and she was just like, Naomi, looking great, and she walked off. I'm gonna have to revisit my Hate of the Year board soon. If Tiffany Stratton keeps doing stuff like this, she's going on the board. We were then backstage with Kevin Owens and Nick Aldis as they were talking. This was just such a wonderful segment, because Pretty Deadly walked in, and then Kevin Owens just went back and forth for about 2 minutes, and it was the most wonderfully ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Kevin was totally offended though, because Pretty Deadly had told him, you know nothing about the tag team titles. Here's that, dudes, last year at WrestleMania, I actually won the things. What are you talking about? This is when Ellen Prince was like, oh, classic Kevin Owens always living in the past. When Owens was like, right, that's it. I want a tag team match with you next week, and that guy is gonna be my partner. The camera just panned out, and who was standing there as if by magic? It was Randall Keith Orton. Now, Bless Pretty Deadly as always, because they thought they were friends with Randy at first. And then as soon as they found out that Kevin Owens was going to be teaming with him, they were like, oh man, I don't want to do this. And after Kevin Owens went to play on Randy Orton's bus, it's a real thing that happened. We came back and he knocked both Pretty Deadly out. I was just round of applauding. This is the kind of connections I need in my wrestling. It's getting it up. If you make me laugh like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All is right in the world.
You can see what's going to happen with that as well. This will be the match, of course, where Kevin Owens and Randy Orton do fall out because one of them accidentally hits the other.
And talking about going from one segment to the next, we had a home invasion, bullet down, crime counter goes up by one.
You should really find the time to watch this, though, because it was LA Knight going to AJ Styles' house, because, of course, Edge had been like, ha-ha, I'm just not going to come to work until WrestleMania. So Knight was like, fine, I'll come to you.
It was really well done, though, because it started with AJ cutting a promo when he heard her on the outside, but that's when the cameras cut off, so we switched to a police camera, because thankfully the cops were called. This is a crime. You just saw LA Knight pulverizing AJ Styles outside of his house as the policeman was like their dad going, would you please stop?
Eventually they arrested Lara as well. And when they were putting him in the cop car, he was just going, yeah, sorry, police.
Yeah. And once again, just like the Kevin Owens stuff, this had me rolling. And I'll be the first to admit, I wasn't massively invested in LA Knight versus AJ Styles. It needed something. Well, we found the something to the point I'm giving it an up. This was damn brilliant.
When we learn that the Street Profits have taken one step closer to WrestleMania, this is kind of confusing too. This whole tag team thing is weird.
Because yes, they were facing the Authors of Pain and they did get the victory, so now they're going into that big match next week. But if I were to hazard a guess, they won't make it into the thing because Karrion Kross's group will probably screw them over. This really is a bit 2 + 2 = potato.
There was this amazing bit though when Montez Ford went to do this dive and the AOP just caught him and totally wrecked him.
I was like, man, you should put that in your next book. It really was words of agony.
They also threw him into Angelo Dawkins and they basically busted Montez in the ring as Akam and Razor remembered their Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle training. And all of a sudden, I think Montez was like, oh man, something's going on with my hand. The temperature is increasing. It feels pretty hot. And he got the hot tag.
Now, as we have talked about before, Angelo Dawkins runs a wonderful hot tag and he was busting out the DDTs. Well, from nowhere, I presume Montez must have taken his Phoenix down. He was ready to go again.
If I was Dawkins, I'd be really mad because Montez did not do well and he was about to be hit with the AOP's finish when Dawkins sort of made the save. And of course, Montez hit the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, surprise roll-up, and he got the three. So if you're now saying, wait a minute, Simon, isn't that the exact same finish to the other tag team match?
Well, yes, it kind of was.
And as we talked about in a recent episode of Ups and Downs, you can do two surprise roll-ups in one show. But when it's in the same damn qualifying bracket thing, and you have a good guy doing it, and a bad guy doing it, just have the Street Profits win. It's not like we've done anything with the Authors of Pain, and if they do go on to screw them next week, they get their heat back anyway, so that gets it down. But in terms of the match, man, this was a laugh riot. These two teams work very well together.
Giving it up.
It was also our last match before our big main event segment because Cody Rhodes was going to face off with Roman Reigns. Somebody call John Travolta. Now, Reigns made sure to take about 78 years to get to the ring when he told everybody to acknowledge him. And because we were going to a commercial break, we then saw Cody walking through the backstage area, which was essentially, please don't tune out right now. He's going to be here in just one sec. It totally worked. This crowd went nuts for the American Nightmare. And I'll give you a small spoiler here. Both of these people are liars. Because Cody was like, I came alone. And Roman was like, well, I came alone too. I just tell you now, neither of them came alone. Rhodes then continued off from where he left with the Pat McAfee show. Because he was essentially saying, Cody Rhodes, you're such an idiot and you're a moron. And that's why you'll never be the face of the company. Just making me laugh. Roman is such a hater. Maybe he needs to be on the board too. He also made sure to start planting some seeds of doubt because he was like, I tell you why you are such a goober. You're actually putting your trust in somebody like Seth Rollins. I mean, now look at me, Roman Reigns. I know all about that. He screwed us over when we were in the Shield. It's going to do the same to you too. So essentially, he's not learning from the past. So Cody was like, well, if you want to go back in time, so will I. Because do you know who the first team to defeat the Shield was? It consisted of the Rhodeses, which is true. It was Cody and Dustin. He then asked the fans what they thought, and they were all like, yeah, you can trust Seth Rollins, which Cody agreed with, because don't forget, maybe Seth Rollins does hate Cody Rhodes, but do you know who he hates more? Roman Reigns. Given that we are talking about trust as well, we do have to ask another question, Mr. Tribal Chief. Are you able to trust The Rock? So now we're just teasing everything. The Tribal Chief then accused Cody of being nothing more than a politician, because look how he spins things around, like he is Kylie Minogue. Because all he does is promise things, and he can't deliver, which is why he's always going to be number two. Now listen, you're the best number two of all time, but you number two, because I'm number one. Cody then went all self-aware, because he was like, man, I get it, I see where you're coming from. Let's talk about Hogan, let's talk about Bruno, let's talk about Austin, let's talk about The Rock. All these guys did reach the tippy top of the mountain and inspired others, and maybe the current generation who are growing up, or the next generation, they'll all want to be the next Roman Reigns, and maybe they don't want to be the next Cody Rhodes. That's not the idea of his story though, because the point there is that he is going to go to WrestleMania, and he ain't number two, because he's going to be the one to take that championship from Roman Reigns. That's a pretty good line. This is when Rhodes tried to shake Roman's hand, which was a callback from last year when Roman tried to shake his hand and Cody did say yes, but this time the Tribal Chief was having none of it. He totally mugged Cody off. Instead, he shook Paul Heyman's hand and made me laugh. This is when he clicked his fingers and his music started to play, as a fan gave him some proper grief in the front row, and that's something else you should check out. And yes, here came Solo Sikoa, and here came Jimbo Uso, but the good news is, Cody Rhodes is not a stupid babyface. Jey Uso was here, as was Seth Rollins, and they all stared at each other, which people love to do in modern wrestling. It just means things are serious. So I will admit, this segment did lack a little bit of fire, given that it is Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns in but 2 weeks. I think a slight issue for this is because WWE by accident has made Cody Rhodes versus The Rock way more interesting. The thing is though, when we do get cooking properly, you just know that it will light everything up as they did do 12 months ago, and I'm still invested in the match, and I'm also just pleased we didn't make Cody look like a massive goober here. That has happened before. He would have been like, oh, I didn't invite my friends, and the bloodline left him laying. That did not happen, and I'm convinced he is going to win that championship. Don't do it again. Up. Which did indeed bring us to the end of this week's episode of SmackDown. Without wanting to state the obvious, it did feel like the SmackDown, the one before the last SmackDown, before WrestleMania. What? It was fine. Up. Now, of course, please do make sure you click the video on the screen, which is Ups and Downs for AEW Dynamite, to enjoy all the pro wrestling. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Leave a comment saying, Simon, you don't know what you're talking about. You know the rules. Otherwise, have a terrific day. See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.